into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah. Sorry, I just love this song.
Also, you just always have a dance party to
you
it.
You always have to. It's like forever young. It's such a good message. Forever young. Anyways, we are here doing episode 10, Thanksgiving of your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show, Scream Queens. I am your host, Keaton Markey, here for a special, I guess this is kind of the Thanksgiving week, so I feel like this was a special episode.
Definitely a special episode and a special night for us. The night earlier.
We got to watch it live, which is really cool.
Very exciting to watch with you. And of course, I'm Stephanie Wanger.
Yes. And Stephanie, where can we find you on social media?
At Stephanie Wanger on all social media.
So and similar to me, you can find me on all social media at Keaton Markey. We keep it simple. Stephanie, this is why we work out real. our other ladies, we have one is in Europe. One is doing family things for Thanksgiving because this is Thanksgiving week. So happy early Thanksgiving to everybody. But let's dive into this episode because it was literally, we just kept saying at each commercial break, wow, this is what the show should have been this entire season. This is a great, great episode.
Exactly. And it was just like them solving a mystery and pointing fingers. That's all I want in these Scream Queens episodes is for all the characters to be pointing the finger about whodunit, basically.
And confusing the audience even more, which I thought, I halfway through this episode, I'm like, ooh, we're getting so many questions answered. But then by the end, I'm like, wait, my head hurts.
At one point, I was like, oh, I know who it is.
Who did you think it was at one point?
I thought it was Grace.
Grace, for sure.
And then her boyfriend comes in and has Pete has the costume.
Has Pete been, though?
Right. And then I was like, wait, he's been absent. He had the costume. It's starting to look like Pete. And then it just, like, all opened up into a giant can of worms, and I just didn't know who to think it was. Did you have any thoughts?
When Grace's dad was kind of pinning it on her, although when Chanel number 3 got blamed, I'm like, ooh, this could make sense.
Okay, I know we've talked about all of these people being it in the past. I still question Grace, I have to say. Like, that's who I came away with. I was like, I do wonder if it'll circle back around to her in the next 2 weeks.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too. Can we actually, if there's any way we can pull up on the screen the live chat, because I don't have my computer with me tonight, but I'd love to see what other people out there, who they think the killer is, especially after tonight's episode. So we visited a lot of different Thanksgivings this week. Also, to be noted, we only have 2 weeks left of Scream Queens season 1, which is crazy. This has kind of been a wild ride, and I feel like it's going to be ending on a high note, which is making me sad, because I know, you know, the middle kind of parts of the episode, we all got a little tired.
Yeah, I think that we talked about in previous weeks that this is often like a horror movie. Mm-hmm. The beginning and the end are going to be your strongest, most interesting parts, just by the nature of the way these things are set up. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now we're kind of getting to the end and it's exciting again. Yeah. For a while we were like, oh, it's tamer than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. And now we're like back in. Yeah. At least I'm back in.
I wish we just would have gotten a couple musical numbers, really, like Glee style. Come on, Ryan Murphy, hook us up a little bit. First Thanksgiving that we get to kind of look in on is Gigi's Thanksgiving. Last week, two of the best characters were killed off, which was devastating. Boone died.
Yes,
and
Nick Jonas.
Hester, neck brace. Chanel number 6.
Died.
Although, she's not dead. Spoiler alert. Yeah. We'll talk about that later. But Boone, back looking great for just too short of time.
I know. We talked about it last week that you just can't get enough of Nick Jonas.
No.
And he was back for an episode. It was such a tease. And then died. And I think he is dead.
You think he's dead?
Pretty sure he's dead.
I haven't seen any more kind of Instagram posts from him, like, with him on set. So I'm a little heartbroken that he probably is dead. Boone, R.I.P. and we'll miss you, man.
The logical part of me also says, like, this is a guy who has so much going on. Nick Jonas.
Yes.
Meaning, like, he has his music. He's got Kingdom.
Kingdom. Like, his tour with Demi Lovato is going to be starting up. He's at the AMAs.
So, logically, like, at some point, he's got to be like, all right, Scream Queens. Like, and maybe they'll find a way in season two to, like, loop him back in. I don't know. But I think he's done for this year. Mm-hmm.
We still don't know if there is going to be a season two. This series has kind of been lots of up and downs. It definitely has a cult following.
Yeah.
But the ratings have not been the best.
I was going to say, it has a great social media reach. Mm-hmm. I see so many people tweeting about this show. But, yeah, the traditional rating system is not doing it any favors.
Yeah, and it's so funny because a lot of people that, like, find out that we do the after show, they're like, oh, my God, I love that show. Like, people really, really connect to it. They really, really enjoy it. So, you know, I hope it does go for another season. I want to give it another season to see what Ryan Murphy maybe would do with it. But I'll be interested to see
I think it'll happens. Yeah, it'll be interesting if they tweak it a bit.
What will they do?
Yeah, because I think it's an interesting concept. I know they're talking about that this next year will be something different. It won't be in a sorority anymore.
I will miss Chanel.
Yeah.
Ugh, Chanel and her Chanel.
And I mean, they have amazing stunt casting, and we'll talk about some of that in a bit, I'm sure. But it'll be interesting to see if they go that route or they try to get more of a core cast. As we mentioned, Nick Jonas, who was here. Like, all of these people kind of pop in and out.
Yeah, Ariana Grande. Yeah.
Right. So, like, do they continue in that vein or do they kind of find a core cast next year?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So, Gigi's Thanksgiving. We see her talking very nonchalantly, spending her Thanksgiving holiday with the other sibling, the Red Devil, which I love that it's in there. I was literally watching the Red Devils, like, all of their body movements and stuff, like, trying to be like, who could be in that costume? Who could be in that costume? And I wonder if it really is the actor who plays the Red Devil who's actually in that costume.
I would lean towards probably not,
yes,
just because, like, logically, if it's a big name, someone...
Yeah, they're not going to pay the extra money to,
right,
to have that on set.
And also, like, are we the only people who are paying attention to the body movements of this person? Like, it gets, like, really interesting and specific, but maybe, you never know.
Yeah, well, and then, I mean, I know I felt the entire... So, you know, Gigi's kind of talking about Boone, she's talking about your sibling, you know, why we have to do all this stuff. Well, you know, we really didn't get any new information. She was just kind of reiterating things that we already knew. We see them get their dinner dropped off, and we see Gigi ask for a serrated electric knife to cut her quail.
And gives it to the Red Devil.
Yes. Which, I did think as soon as she did that, I'm like, oh my God, we're about to see Gigi get killed, but then
We cut away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in that moment where I see her, like, it felt slow even, and I don't know if it actually was slow, but it felt slow in her handing it over to him, and I was like, no, no, no. Like, it was just like alarms.
They were building it, yeah.
Alarms going off in my head, like, why are you handing this person, the Red Devil, a knife? It seems like the dumbest thing you could do.
Yeah, no, and I completely agree. And, but yeah, it cuts to black and we don't have any more of, Gigi or their Thanksgiving the rest of the episode. And then we go to my favorite family, ever. I wore my pearls for just in honor of the Radwells, because I wanted to feel like a Radwell today, even though they're very much disgusting, but in, like, the best way possible, that they're hilarious and
I kept
terrible.
Thinking about, like, Chanel number three's Thanksgiving versus the Radwell Thanksgiving and who was more dysfunctional.
Yes.
And I don't think you can decide. Like, they're different dysfunctional, but they're both pretty dysfunctional.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I would say the Swanson family is probably the most dysfunctional. I don't know. That was a really strange setup that was very weird.
It also just, like, that there, it was just all, like, theirs was more odd / like strange to me, where, like, dysfunctional maybe.
See, I think there are people out there that are like the Radwells.
Yeah, oh,
unfortunately, yeah, there are absolutely people. I don't think there are as many people like the Swansons in real life, but, like, the Radwells exist. That type of that family dynamic and that family, like, kind of hierarchy that exists, and that's terrifying.
This was absolutely, like, the most heightened version of these two kind of families. Mm-hmm. But yes, you're absolutely right. That that type of thing exists in real life where, yeah, the Swanson is harder, would be harder to find. I would assume.
Yeah.
You never know.
So we see Chanel go to Chad and say, hey, guess what? I killed for you. This is how much I love you. And,
not a, like, endearing thing, by the way.
Like, no.
Yeah, like, oh, it's, I killed for you. Great.
I just noticed that we have all the things that maybe the Red Devil missed the heart. So they think they think the Red Devil is definitely a girl. Who said that? Boobies! Yeah! I was like, whose name is that? Boobies! You're right. We still don't know number three's first name, which I did think we were going to get today. So Chanel is like, hey, guess what? I killed for you. She wasn't carrying your baby. She wasn't really even pregnant, and I pushed her down the stairs. Chad's like, I want to see this dead body. And we had some great Chad and Chanel-isms in that conversation. I wrote a couple of them down. Hold up. Oh my goodness, where is it?
Do you have them?
I had them.
I had...
No, Chad, because I'm not like a registered nurse. Did you check her pulse?
Yeah.
When he's like, she's probably not dead and she's probably gonna come back and kill you, and she's like, no, she's not. And he's like, well, did you check her pulse? She's like, no, Chad, I'm not like a registered nurse.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
I agree. Also, the fact that we always kind of point Chad as being not as bright as he could be, you could say. Not the smartest crayon in the box, or not the brightest crayon in the box.
Sharpest tool in the shed.
Thank you. That was what I was
at
going.
At least he's pretty.
Right. But he did predict exactly what happened, that she was alive.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, he's a psychology major, so he knows these things.
Of course he does.
So he ends up bringing Chanel number one to the Radwell Thanksgiving, which we very quickly see that Chad's mother does not like Chanel.
Yeah.
Which in turn kind of turns the entire family against Chanel.
But does his mother not like Chanel or Hester? Which one does she like the least? That's really the question.
I think she hates them both, because okay, she was hating on Chanel before Hester even showed up.
Right.
Which, dun dun dun, Hester was alive, she's back. I think she hated them both, and she's a horrible human being, horrible woman.
I mean, the fact that she was like, I think it was bloated little tramp. I'm quoting her.
Oh my god, yes.
She calls Hester that. And I was just like,
gold digging hoochies. The only thing, oh my god.
Some of this stuff was just shocking to hear on TV.
Oh, the only thing you're carrying is water weight.
Yes. Like, I was just like, these are horrible things that this woman is saying. And I kept thinking, like, this is on network TV at, like, 9 p.m. That's so crazy to me.
Again, I would kill to be a fly on the wall in the writer's room.
Yeah.
With people throwing out all the insults. Like, she out-Chanel-Chanel'd.
100%.
She out-Chanel-Chanel. Yeah. She absolutely did. She's a horrible, horrible person. I love everything about her.
In some ways, I wonder if that's why they hated each other, though, was that they could, like, see mm-hmm. themselves in each other, if that makes sense.
Well, we had Bunny. We have Thad. Bunny is the mom. Thad Radwell is the younger brother who's thankful for porn.
Oh, we had Patrick Schwarzenegger. We should...
Oh, that was Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Okay.
Thankful for porn.
He's thankful for porn. I thought he looked familiar. I was like, God, I know this guy.
Yes. Not that Patrick Schwarzenegger is thankful for porn. But
I mean,
the
you know,
character,
he did break up. He used to date Taylor Swift, right?
He was dating. No, he dated Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that's him. Well, I'm sure he is thankful for porn. We have Muffy, who is married to Brad, aka Chad Michael Murray. What? Wilmington, North Carolina, in the house. Sorry, One Tree Hill.
Yes. So good.
They
I felt like I didn't
hometown.
Get enough of him. It was like a quick minute.
I would agree, because there was like, I saw so many, when they announced that he was going to do a guest spot, I was like, yay, Chad Michael Murray. I was really excited to see him. And, you know, I felt like him and Glenn had a lot of like fun chemistry, which I'm sure set that day was really cool. But I wanted more interaction between Chad and I
agree.
Fake Chad and real Chad, because they were great together.
Yeah.
Hester's alive. And do you remember what the dad's name was? Who remembers what the dad's name is?
I wrote it. I don't think I wrote him down. I think I started with the mom, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what I started with, too. But, yeah. All terrible, evil human beings. We see Hester arrive. She is alive. We see kind
in
of...
In grand style, bedazzled the...
wasn't it? It was bedazzled last week, too, when she first came back, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I just forgot that. It seemed super bedazzled as she walked into that.
I mean, Lea Michele, I remember she was... I love Hester so much more when she has that neck brace. And I think Lea Michele, like, owns that neck brace. And she, like, makes that character so great when she's in the neck brace. We see kind of, like, the fighting between Hester and Chanel. But then they start playing our... And then we see Chanel get offered money from Mr. Radwell to leave.
So creepy and weird.
Really weird.
Yeah, like, really just, like, over the line. Like, and then to have... Like, you want to see... I guess in a regular environment, you want to see Chad come and fight back. You know what I mean? And be like, I support my girl, blah, blah, blah. Whereas this was more like, yeah, you should go because I got another girl pregnant. Like, leave.
And then Chanel's like, well, she's not even pregnant. And he's like, well, Pictionary is going to be awkward then.
Yeah.
And then they had their entire family versus Chanel and Hester. And, like, that was another kind of heartbreaking kind of thing to see how mean these writers could make these people. And then we see... a good side of Chanel standing up for Hester, which both me and you were like, woo, like the entire time.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed that moment, that whole scene.
I felt like it was so genuine, like, because you rarely see, I feel like a lot of these characters, they put on a front or they have like a lot of, you know, it's not really seeing their true selves, especially Chanel. Like, she has this big, like, too cool for school thing going on, and to see her stand up for Hester and say, like, you shouldn't be treated like this was such a sweet moment.
Yeah. No, I really, really like that. I really, this has been my favorite kind of time leaving the Kappa house and leaving kind of the normal storyline to go somewhere else. I think this family was great, a great creation. Everybody was on point, and it was a great few scenes, and I love the Radwells. Yeah. I love to hate them. I love them so much.
I feel like it actually opened up the story a bit.
Yeah.
Because we've been, like, stuck in that sorority house, and obviously, like, you need to have them on campus to set up the idea of a serial killer, but I love them kind of escaping, and who stayed on campus because they didn't have anywhere else to go, who was able to leave. Like, all of that was a very interesting play and kind of changed the dynamic of the show for me.
Yeah. Another great line that we have. We'll wait for that one. But so then we go to Orphan Thanksgiving, which starts out as just Dean Munch. But then because Chanel number 3 had such a bad experience when she went home for Thanksgiving, and you would have a bad Thanksgiving if you're rooting for the Bears and Jay Cutler is going to be quarterback. sorry, Mom and Dad. go Pack, go. But, yeah, it was interesting to kind of see her family, a little bit where she came from. But, yeah, I'm very glad we didn't stay there because even though they were just there a short amount of time, I was not interested in any of them.
Yeah.
Like, not like the Radwells. Like, the Radwells were so great. They were not. And then we see Chanel number 3 go meet up with Dean Munch, and they start kind of having their own Thanksgiving at Kappa, which is very sweet.
A start of a tradition,
Orphan
maybe.
Orphan Thanksgiving. And then slowly more and more people start joining Orphan Thanksgiving. So we had, first it was Chanel number 3 and Dean Munch, and then we got Zayday and Grace.
And Grace's dad, because she admitted she was on campus, which I thought was actually, like, a nice thing, that she was like, I'm here.
Yeah, and Gigi didn't show up at her dad's place, so her dad came to campus. And then we also got Chanel number 4. No, Chanel number 5.
Yes. Abigail Breslin.
Yeah, Abigail Breslin, she came. And then, who are you missing? I know later we had regular Chanel and Chad showed up.
Right.
And Hester.
I think that was it.
That was it. So when we have all of them, you know, they're cooking and stuff, and then they start playing the pointing fingers game, which was great.
My favorite part of the episode, I think. I love Chad's family, but also this was what I wanted from this show. I think if you were essentially every episode pointing fingers at each other, that wouldn't get old, especially if you were, like, focusing on one person each week how, and then, like, at the end of the season, figuring out who actually had done it, like, all the evidence for each
clue.
That's, like, a dream, and that's what that sequence was, mm-hmm. is them being like, this is Grace, and here I literally started being able to put down bullet points of why it was Grace, then why it's Pete, mm-hmm. why it's Wes, and that's exciting.
Well, I loved when Dean Munch like suggested that, hey, let's play a game, like literally mm-hmm. as soon as she goes, let's play a game, let's all get like say who we think the Red Devil is, and I was like, this is a fun game, yeah. like this is what the audience wants, because we're all playing this at home.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, that was really, really good, and so Dean Munch blames Chanel number 3. And I would have been with Dean Munch for that. But then Chanel number 3 goes back and blames Dean Munch, which she had a lot of incriminating evidence. But at this point, I kind of figured it's not Dean Munch, but like, we know Dean Munch did kill her ex-husband. So she is a murderer. Like, she's not yeah. off scot-free, but no. she's not the Red Devil.
Yeah, I think that the Dean would be almost too obvious of a choice.
Yeah.
You're like, she is in the know. I think maybe she does know who it could be. I mm-hmm. don't know. I'm not sure if she's revealing everything she knows yet, but I don't think it's her.
Okay. And then, yeah. so, and I will completely agree with you. Chanel, do you think it's Chanel number 3? After what Dean Munch presented?
I don't. I think it goes back to, and should I get into predictions here? I feel like
No. Okay. Yeah, that's, we'll get more into, yeah. Actually, no. Why not? Well, because we'll talk through all these, and then we'll say what we've kind of the conclusion we've both come to.
Okay. So
no, you don't need to do that yet. We got a whole chunk of the episode to keep going as he phases out.
But we got it. We're good. Not a semi-official prediction.
Yes.
I think Grace, Pete, and her dad are my top 3.
Top 3.
What about you?
Well, I'm gonna keep walking through people. Okay, so then Grace's dad blames her, which it was kind of a shocker that her dad blamed her.
See, this is, I think the dark horse in it is probably Pete. Like, he has the costume. I think people kind of shove him aside. We don't really know a lot about him.
Well, because everybody thinks it's a girl, because they're like, oh, Boone was definitely one, but, you know, the whole kind of transitioning is in
right.
kind of the media right now, so maybe Pete used to be a girl and transitioned to a guy.
It's possible.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's possible, for sure. And then why I'm thinking Wes is that he's pointing the finger at everybody else, mm-hmm. and he's been around. He's always...
He's been around since Baby in the Bathtub incident.
Right.
He's Baby in the Bathtub. This was a big reveal this episode. He is Baby in the Bathtub's dad.
Yes. And Boone's dad. Yes.
So Grace is Boone's sister.
Yes.
Which makes sense if Grace is the other killer. Or the other baby in the picture.
Yes. So then Grace, possibly. It's interesting because I could argue all 3 of them for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the 2 boys are obviously, if it's a girl, harder to argue. But I am not sure that I 100% believe that.
Yeah. So then Grace gets blamed. I love how, like, Denise wasn't there this episode, so Zayday wasn't even a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
And then, so Grace thinks it's her dad, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong.
So Grace thinks it's her dad. Her dad thinks it's her.
Yeah.
So they are, like, fighting, which makes me think it's one of them, to
yes.
be honest.
Which, and then Pete comes in, and Pete's like, Pete thinks it's Grace's dad, too.
Yeah.
And Grace seems to go along with whatever Pete thinks.
Yeah, which is sad.
Get a backbone, Grace. Come on. Get a little Chanel in you.
Like, yeah. No, I could see it being Pete because we just don't know a lot about him.
Like, yeah.
We see him.
And he's been gone for like 2 episodes.
Right. So it's like one of those things where we have no idea. Like other characters, we can say, oh, well, she was in the house when this happened or this. Like there are certain things that we can eliminate. Where with him, we're like, at least I. Like, who
yeah.
knows? Like, yeah.
No, I absolutely agree with you. And then we also have Abigail Breslin. Who did she blame?
I'm trying to remember. Shout it out if you remember on the chat.
Yeah.
I can't recall who she said.
I can't either. But anyways, so, you know, Chanel, I mean, Grace and her dad kind of work it out. They both are like, no, neither of us are the killers.
Right.
And then they're all still trying to figure out who the last killer is or who the killer is. Like, everybody kind of simmers down. Maybe Boone was the girl. That it could be. I like that.
Then would we get more Nick Jonas?
S. Beamer 77.
Interesting.
Gigi assumed it was one of the twins. Boobies. The tweeting. It just makes me giggle every time I look up there. So then we have Chanel and Chad show up.
Yes.
Which is, and Hester show up. But, you know, Chanel and Hester are now sisters. They stormed out together.
Yeah, and then Chad kind of comes after them. And I wasn't sure, actually, when he walked in, who he was totally going after.
Well, he's going after the turkey.
Yes.
That's what he wants.
Well, I mean, clearly the turkey is his number one, but who's his number two?
Who is his number two? Whoever he can bone that night.
Yeah.
I think that's Chad's number two. So I'm trying to think if we missed anything else. Oh, sorry. Who all knew as soon as they mentioned the thing was, even before they mentioned the plate was a little bit lighter.
We knew it was a head.
We knew it absolutely was a head.
We both were like, head.
There's
for sure.
A head on that plate. Absolutely.
I think, who did we shout out first? We thought someone else was on. Oh, we think we said Boone was.
Yeah,
on.
I thought it was going to be Boone's head.
And then we were like, and then I saw, I actually kind of, because so much had happened in the episode, I had forgotten for a moment that Gigi had handed that knife.
I did too. I had completely forgotten. So when I saw Gigi's head, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Gigi!
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, Paul Broussard thinks it's Dean Munch. Yeah, you guys start throwing up your predictions up on the YouTube chat, and we're going to read them out soon. But yeah, completely shocked by Gigi's dead head.
So creepy and so, like, not Thanksgiving.
So now I think that Boone is not dead.
Oh, okay.
I think they might have faked Boone's death to then do something to Gigi.
So do you think Boone could still be the Red Devil?
I know Boone is one of the Red Devils, because there's absolutely more than...
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And there's two plus Gigi.
Right.
We know that. And now that Gigi is officially dead.
So I think we've established before, actually, when I think about it, Gigi and Boone being a part of this whole situation.
Yes.
And then we are trying to figure out, solve that third Red Devil.
Yeah, third Red Devil. I still don't know who it is. I am sad Gigi is gone.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. She was like a fun caricature of something. Like, I don't know. I feel like she was like a Glee kind of version of, yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of liked as she started becoming less crazy and more kind of maniacal and more like the ringleader of the thing. I liked
Absolutely.
Her character a lot. And so, yeah, and I'm sad Gigi's dead, but we only have two more episodes. So, you know.
So you're saying Boone's alive. Do you have any Red Devil?
Gene Munch is frozen, possible to death. Oh, spoiler alert from Renji 90998. Okay, yeah, let's go into predictions. I'm gonna start reading things off the thing. Uh-oh. Diva views is not, dude, not cool.
There we go. Now, predictions.
I think it's Hester Chanel. You know, I'm starting to think it's Chanel.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm really starting to think it's Chanel because if a lot of the same things that Wes was pointing out about Grace when he was blaming Grace, you could use those same things against Chanel.
That's a good point.
And
I do agree with that.
And it would make sense because we've never really seen Chanel's family. She's kind of connected to this family, but not really. And we know she's kind of had a rough past with her real family. And we also saw she kind of, when Chad was like, Chanel, are you the killer last week? She's like, maybe, maybe not. And she did try to kill Hester. She has no problem killing people.
I also have to say that the reason that I still argue it could be Grace is that I've said this before on the show, that she's like the eyes and ears of the audience in so many ways. And that she's like the investigator, and I think it's not often that that character is killed on a show like this, but Ryan Murphy would do that.
See, and it like would make sense because if you look even at this logo, Chanel's the one looking at herself in the knife, and it would be kind of like brilliant of Ryan Murphy the entire time to just be like pointing out that the person with the knife is the killer is Chanel. So I don't know. I would say Chanel. I put my money on Chanel right
okay,
now.
Okay, so you're going Chanel. I will take. I don't really have one of the top three, but I'm going to go Grace just to be the opposite to you. So.
Okay, and then let's see. What do we got?
The devil's advocate.
It's definitely. Oh, people are throwing things. Chanel number five. People are thinking it's definitely Chanel number five because she was the only one. She could have replaced the turkey with the head. Yep, it's Chanel. Oh, somebody else thinks it's Chanel. Yay, I don't think she was well off as she leads everyone on to believe. Other people still think Chanel number five. Chanel was attacked by the Red Devil.
Has to be Pete at this point. Yeah.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah. Okay, Kevin. Oh, wait. This is what I want to know. All right, so Scott Bruce thinks it's Chanel number five. We know nothing of her, and she was the only one to bring food to Thanksgiving, so she would have gone into the kitchen to replace the turkey with the head. It's a good option.
Boobies says it would be such a twist if Grace is the killer, and I agree, it would be a twist.
I don't think it would be a twist at this point, because so many people are thinking it's her. I don't know. I think it would be a little, I don't know. It would be I would think it'd be a cheap twist if that was a twist. I think it'd be a bigger twist if the entire time we've known Chanel.
I agree. That would be really interesting, too. I could see, just depends how it plays out in the next couple episodes.
Paul Bussard thinks it's the girl that gets her skin burned by the spray tan.
Have we met? We
did meet her. We met her in the flashback first of Chanel. Right. And then we did another little flashback to that same time because Grace had visited campus. And we saw Chanel number three without her earmuffs, which blew my mind. I'm like, who is that?
Yeah. She looks completely different, guys.
She did look completely different. I don't know. I mean, I think we have... Hester or Chanel... I don't think it's Hester at this point. I think she's too crazy. I think it's too obvious if it was Hester.
I also feel like it's somebody who's... Like, she's in this, don't get me wrong. Like, she's definitely involved. But I think that it's somebody who... Like, she's involved, I mean, in the sorority and all of that. But I think it's somebody who's, directly in front of our face all the time. Yeah. Which is why... And somebody tweeted me that it could be Chad, and I just don't think it's Chad.
I don't think it's Chad, because I feel like the killer might get killed at the end.
Yeah.
I don't want Chad to go.
No, I agree.
Chad's a bright little...
We want more Chad.
A bright little splash of sunshine.
Yeah, we want more Chad.
And everyone, it's always the Chad, and we always want more Chad. Yeah. Thank you for more Chad this week. Yeah. We've missed him. Anything else this week, guys, up on the chat? Anything? Somebody boobies thinks Chanel is the final, the person who survives the last killer. I think Chanel will survive because she is the killer. Boobies, she's the killer.
Mask of the Red Devil was different, either Grace or Chanel number five. That was Allison. Interesting.
I don't know. There's a lot of good predictions, but thank you guys so much on the chat for joining in on this episode. Until next week, where can we find you?
Yeah, you can find me at Stephanie Wanger on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I don't know why I went in that order. At Keaton Markey. Everybody have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. No decapitations, please. And everybody travel. Safe travels. Safe travels to you going to San Francisco tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Yes, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah, see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. I think we forgot to say.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.